You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients while having a great work-life balance. In addition to our premium courses on the Effective Statistician Academy, we also have lots of free resources for you across all kind of different topics within that academy. Head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and find the academy and much more for you to become an effective statistician. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the ever-growing video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today.
Hello and welcome to the Effective Statistician Podcast. My name's Alan Bedding. I'm sitting in for Alexander on these Friday episodes. On these Friday podcasts, I'll explore things that can help a statistician become more effective. The first of these topics I want to tackle is around continuous development, which is sometimes called Kaizen in Japanese and referred to by Stephen Covey in The Seven Habits of Sharpening the Saw. Most recently, Steve Mallett and myself participated in a webinar on the book, The Seven Habits, which was part of the PSI Book Club series. And if you've missed that, there will be a recording available soon through PSI. And if you're not a PSI member, then I would encourage you to join PSI because the webinars are one way in which you will benefit from being a member. Alexander also wrote a topic on this in LinkedIn quite recently, and how it connects to the leadership of statisticians. The derivation of why it's called sharpening the saw goes back to the story that Stephen Covey talks about, which is coming across somebody trying to cut down trees in a wood. The person doing the cutting is cursing and swearing and saying, I can't do this, can't do that. You come up to him and ask him, what's the problem? And the woodcutter then replies, my saw is so blunt. I've been taking hours to do this. It's so blunt. So you just ask a simple question, why don't you sharpen the saw? And he looks at you blankly and says, I'm too busy sawing. That's interesting. How often do we not do this continuous renewal, but we wait until things go wrong? Think about our health, for example. If we don't just continue renewal on our health, then something will go wrong in our body and we'll have some sort of illness. If we think about it with our car, how often are we ever too busy to get fuel? Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That continuous renewal with our car, we get service, we have an MOT, we get fuel for it. That all goes into making the car run more efficiently. So sharpening the saw is about keeping us in our best shape to be effective statisticians. But it is a balance. Alexander writes, to stay effective, we must invest in our continual growth from a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual perspective. In The Seven Habits, this, along with the first habit of being proactive, are such key habits to making all of the seven habits work. Because without those, you cannot effectively practice the other habits. How can you be proactive and then think with the end in mind and put things first if you're not having a renewal on yourself? And how can you ever think about being proactive in that situation? So what's involved with this continuous renewal? Firstly, we must all find our own path to this. I'm not going to tell you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. It's all individual. But I'm going to give you some points on how I do it. But this isn't the only way. There's many other ways, and you need to figure out what is the best way of doing this. So first, let's dig into the physical element. Most people will think about this as, well, I need to exercise, I need to have good nutrition, I need to rest, all of those aspects, I need to sleep, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. I would actually change the word from exercise here to movement. Exercise gets people a bit worried. I need to be sweating like mad in a gym and blah, 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 to do the exercise, the physical element. Let's think about how can we move more? A number of health professionals and podcast hosts who are, again, health professionals have talked about this. And this could be simply walking. In fact, Cal Newport talks about whenever you have a problem, take it for a walk. And when I coach people, I often encourage people to stand because that movement unlocks different aspects of thinking and get them to move in different places. It's also important when you're coaching, you might want to walk with them. And walking with them, it really opens their mind up to something different. So if you're stuck on a problem, take it for a walk. Try walking with that problem in mind, but only that problem. Just make sure you carry a notebook so any solutions you come up with, they're always going to be there. And I'm going to talk a little bit in a minute about why only that problem. The other thing we should be doing is taking a small break between meetings. It's quite a simple thing to do. Just take a 5-minute break, rehydrate, go out if you can in the fresh air. You'll find that this little break and this little tactic will actually make the rest of your day and all of your meetings much more productive because you're aerating your brain, you're getting some hydration inside of you. It will make you feel better. Our bodies are made up of 80% water. So it only goes to show that if you are dehydrated, that's not going to be good, but that's not going to be good to being effective and productive. The other aspect that I would really like people to focus on in terms of a physical aspect is sleep. We all think that sleep has been one of the nice to haves. And it is individual. But the sleep expert, Professor Matthew Walker, has talked about sleep being the best and most freely available performance and enhancing drug there is. Think about it. Remember the last time you got a fantastic amount of sleep and how you felt. And then contrast that with a time when your sleep was poor. It might be, I don't know, you've been on a long plane journey, for example, and you got jet lag. Think about those times and contrast them. Be reflective on contrasting them. So that's the physical element. Let's think about the mental element. I've already mentioned that taking a problem for a walk helps. This is physical, but it also links into the mental problem. And what you'll see is all of these aspects of sharpening the saw all fit together quite nicely. But I said earlier on about only taking that problem out, that single problem. I did not say take problems out with you. Because the problem when you start taking problems, you're going to be jumping from one to the other. And what this does in terms of context shifting is it means that your mind takes around 20 minutes if you're shifting from one task to another to actually be fully enveloped in that particular task. So if you're constantly context shifting, you are never going to be fully enveloped within that task or that problem. So taking a single problem out for an hour's walk or 30 minutes walk, you are going to get more achieved in that 30 minutes than if you take several problems out at the same time. The other thing from a mental perspective that can be done is in terms of reading is a mental activity. Again, don't try to read while having your emails open or your phone on it. Take the reading, take it away from your desk. Take it to a different place, a different part of your office where you printed it, you've got it with you. That is all you're focusing on. And from that, you'll learn things. And I'm going to say the same about books as well. I would say the same about watching good podcasts or listening to good podcasts or watching good recordings of webinars, documentaries, anything that's feeding your brain. This is all about the mental element, but do it without context shifting, without trying to multitask while you're doing things. One of my former colleagues and friends of the show, Caspar Ruffyback, was excellent at this. I know that he would go up, for example, into the mountains and take a problem with him up there. And this would lead to him getting so much done. But again, pick whatever works for you. I personally time block my day. So I have time blocks during the day when I'm going to be doing various things, even have an email block for my work, for my emails. And it's during that time I know that I'm just going to go straight into email. So what sort of things should you be reading? I've already mentioned journals. They're a good choice, but I'm going to say don't try to boil the ocean and read absolutely everything in that journal. Think about a topic. What's a topic that you want to do some research on, that you want to look into? It could be dose finding, it could be estimands, it could be anything. And then think about, okay, if that's my current trend and my current topic that I want to be focused on, what are the trends that are happening within that topic? If I have some basic knowledge of that topic, what are the current trends? This is how you become more effective and become future focused in terms of the work you're doing. With statistics, textbooks, I would advise don't read the whole book. The authors might kill me for saying that, but you can pick a chapter that's related to your topic. If the whole book's related to your topic, then maybe just go into it and mark some specific things that are jumping at you, or focus on one particular chapter. But again, focus on those that chapter. You could also think about, what other skills do I need? Alexander in his LinkedIn post talked a lot about leadership skills. And I've heard other authors call these human skills. So you could focus on your leadership skills. You could focus on your communication. You could focus on your time management, your productivity. So you could pick a general book. Alexander's got a great new book coming up called How to Be an Effective Statistician, which is a great general book with examples of how to approach this. Or you could think about specific topics. Good books along these lines, Slow Productivity by Cal Newport, if you want to focus on productivity, or 4,000 Weeks by Oliver Berkman, if you want to focus on time management in itself. So there's some good things to think about in terms of that mental aspect. The social element is a really important element, because as human beings, we are social beings. We crave that social interaction. During the pandemic, we all know we lost a little bit of that social interaction, apart from with our direct families. And following on from the pandemic, when the PSI conference came out, when it became face-to-face, the numbers increased. The numbers for the PSI conference since the pandemic have been much more than before the pandemic. And I think this is a case of we're craving that social interaction. But I'm not going to tell you what social interaction is for you. Again, it's individual. You need to work it out for yourself. For example, I like small group interactions. And I've said it at the PSI conference, I don't like big social gatherings. I'm not a massive fan of a big gala dinners, for example. But I know there are other people that are the exact opposite of me. The one thing I will say is the human brain does not recognize that you're on a Zoom meeting with somebody. This recognizes that you are just talking to a screen. It doesn't recognize that you are with individual people. That's the human brain. The human brain likes that social interaction. I deliberately here did not mention social media. This is too big a topic for this Friday podcast. It may be that you want to dive into things about social media elsewhere. But I would say I'm not going to delve into social media on this one. So lastly, in this exploration of sharpening the saw, I'm going to talk about the spiritual element. And I'm going to go away from maybe a woo-woo thinking about, well, what is spiritual? I'm not going to talk about you becoming a religious person, or becoming a Buddhist, or becoming a fantastic meditator, whatever that means. I'm going to talk about connecting with yourself. And meditation might help this. Meditation certainly helps me in terms of my connection with myself. I meditate every morning. I'm not going to say I'm a fantastic meditator. I'm not even sure what a fantastic meditator is. Somebody, I'm sure, will tell me. But meditation might not help you. It might. And anybody who says to me, meditation, my head goes so busy. Yeah, of course your head goes so busy, because that's what meditation is. And your head, your brain is very busy all of the time, and it will give you lots of images. Most of the people I talk about meditation with, they will tell you that their head is only silent for a short portion of the time during that meditation. The thing I would say is it's good to have a reflective practice. So think about how you reflect on your day, how you reflect on your work, how you reflect on various different aspects of what you're doing. I journal every day, and every time I have a think about something, I write it down and I reflect, how's that coming out for me? I also reflect, how am I feeling? How am I feeling inside? Now, is this spiritual? I think it helps to take out the woo things. So yes, I think it is spiritual. I'm also a coach. I have a coach and a coach supervisor to help me reflect, putting all of those elements together. So really, I see about the spiritual element as not so much being religious or Buddhist or anything like that, but about reflecting and connecting with yourself and thinking about what's happened and what could I have done differently. So there it is. They're my thoughts on the sharpening the saw. Remember what it effectively means. It means that if you sharpen the saw, things will become much more efficient. So if you think about the analogy of the sharpening the saw, if that woodcutter has spent 5 minutes sharpening the saw, that might have taken him a lot longer to saw down the tree. But remember what I also said, it's a balance about all of these things. It's not about focusing just on one particular area. There is a balance to be had by all of these. If you do focus on one particular area, let's take, for example, the mental area, you might actually fall down in one of the other areas. So to be effective, that balance needs to be there. One last thing I will say before I finish this Friday episode is to approach all of the situations you come across with some sort of curiosity. For example, if you're going into a meeting or if you're going into a webinar where there's a topic you've come across many times before, instead of saying, I'm not going to learn anything from this, be proactive. Say, what can I learn from this? Just that reframing will engage your mind in a positive and a proactive way. So I would encourage you to take some of this advice, use it for yourself. If you don't like it, that's fine. They're more suggestions than this is what you need to do. So thank you very much for listening. And if you've enjoyed what you heard today, please remember to hit that subscribe button to the Effective Statistician podcast and also sign up for the Effective Statistician newsletter.
This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS who helped with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.